Rod Blagojevich, arresting Donald Trump would be banana republic politics. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on March 18, 2023. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, D., spoke out against reports that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is gearing up to arrest former President Donald Trump, arguing that arresting a former president would make for banana republic politics. Arresting presidents and governors for trumped-up crimes is banana republic politics, Blagojevich said. He also said our republic has not been in this much danger since the start of the Civil War and insisted that the prosecutors investigating Trump are the real insurrectionists. Not since South Carolina fired shots against Fort Sumter has our republic been in such danger, Blagojevich added. Weaponized prosecutors who use the power entrusted to them to target people based on politics and get away with it are the real insurrectionists of our time. They are destroying what Lincoln called the last best hope for freedom on earth. Americans of all parties should oppose this. Hashtag political persecution, he tweeted. Blagojevich's statement comes amid speculation that George Soros-funded Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg will arrest Trump next week amid an investigation into Trump for his alleged role in hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Trump on Saturday warned about illegal leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's office that show he will be arrested on Tuesday. Blagojevich's mention of arresting governors could be a reference to himself. The former governor was sentenced to 14 years in prison after he tried to sell the U.S. Senate seat vacated by former Senator Barack Obama after he was elected president in 2008. However, after serving over 7 years in prison, Trump commuted Blagojevich's sentence. Trump, at the time, said that Blagojevich was prosecuted by the same people, Comey, Fitzpatrick, the same group that prosecuted him. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write the image Dixon Hamilton at Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.